And a very good morning to you, John Fradgley from the Bell Legal Group, back with you for this week's edition of The Law and You. It's your opportunity to get free legal advice. All we need you to do is call our phone number. 55208888 is the number. That's 55208888. Don't forget, if you're south of the Tweed River, you need to put 07 in front of the number. And you can always use our email address, talkback@4crb.com, if you're not in a position to get to a phone. But you're happy to wait for the answer to your query until next week's program, when we would be able to, answer your query. But in the meantime, you need to get on that phone, 55208888. Who knows? You could be the first caller for our program this morning. And while we're waiting for some calls to come in, thank you to all the people who called in for last week's program. Certainly an interesting one, many and varied questions, which is what we always like. So we hope that this week's program will be much the same. While we're waiting for some calls to come in, I had been meaning to mention for a couple of programs just some an article which has been posted on the Bell Legal Group website about what you should do in relation to your financial arrangements if you're entering into a de facto relationship or a first marriage, or indeed a second marriage, and you wish to retain financial independence. And there are obviously many reasons why people might want to retain financial independence. Both parties may have children from a previous relationship and they wish to primarily benefit those children from their estate, or one of the parties may have suffered financially from the breakdown of a previous relationship and they don't want history repeating itself, or the parties have desperate or disparate financial assets and wish to clearly document the financial expectations of each of them should the relationship end. So they're some of the reasons why people look at what they can do when entering into a relationship. We'll talk more about that in a moment, but we've got our first caller online. As we say, a very good morning to Bridget. G'day, Bridget. How are you today?
Oh, good, thanks, John. Just a little bit of a funny one. My son owns a car dealer. He's having business, or grandnephew, has done for years and years and years. And we've noticed, my sister bought a car and had the sort of little spots on the windshield where mm-hmm. the wipers aren't wiping,
mm-hmm.
a little film, and it gives a little sort of, you can't wash it off. They're like little raindrop
mm-hmm.
indentations. And he said, he actually told her that's caused by the stuff, the solution they put on to wash the windows and also to dry the windows.
Right, okay.
So, to rinse the windows. So he actually details for a corporate. So he washes it off properly by hand.
Mm. So is this when they go through through a car wash, one of those
yes.
automated car washers? Right, okay.
And it's on a lot of, I've noticed it on my car window. And if it's that bad, who's up for that if it's that bad?
Well, it's going to be a very difficult one, I would think, Bridget, because, you've got to prove what the cause was. It sounds to me like there's no difficulty proving what the cause was. The bigger issue is going to be proving which car wash it was and why that's happening. So, for example, if you go through a car wash which applies the soap and then it does the rinse and all that sort of thing, and then at the very end your car gets a blow dry, one would think that that effect would not stay on the vehicle. It might be in those cases where you go through a car wash, but it doesn't actually, after you get the final rinse, it doesn't actually dry the car. So there's no air drying of the car, or alternatively, there's no chamoying down of the car after the wash is finished. So, I think the first thing is that you would need evidence to prove that that's what the cause is, and that would need to be some form of scientific evidence to show that that's the, that that particular solution is the one. But then the difficulty is going to be proving which car wash was responsible, and if they are indeed responsible, because my recollection is that most of those car washes have a sign before you enter which says, you know, basically all care taken, no responsibility accepted. So I wouldn't like to hold your breath waiting for an outcome.
I'm more interested in should they have a sign to say, please wipe your window. See, even blow drying them still blow dries the chemical on it.
Right.
Please wipe your windows down with a water
chamois. With a chamois or something afterwards. Well, look, it's probably a very good idea, Bridget. I don't exactly know how we get that to the various car washes on the Gold Coast, but or indeed in our wider listening audience, but certainly some interesting and valuable information for our listeners. Yeah. So thanks very much for your call.
Yeah, not a problem there. Okay, thank you.
All the very best. And the time on 4CRB has just coming up to 12 minutes or 12 and a half minutes past nine. As we say, a very good morning to Andrew. G'day, Andrew. How are you today?
Well, thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, very well indeed. Thanks. How can I help you today, Andrew?
My friend was talking to somebody else, and he was running this man down and made an offer. A cuff remark to say that he would shoot this man.
Right.
So this bloke that he's talking to has gone to the police, and this bloke is now being charged with intimidation or something like that. And the guy that he threatened to shoot, he doesn't know him, and never later he wouldn't know the first thing about him if he fell over him in the street.
Look, it'd depend on the circumstances in which it was said, Andrew, as to whether there's, whether the police would be successful in a prosecution, I would think, because, people would often say things like, oh yeah, look, he should be shot or something just as a throwaway line. And clearly, he should be shot for what he did. Something like that. For example, someone who might have left their spouse, he should be shot for what he did. But everyone knows that the person who says it, particularly in the way it's said, is unlikely to mean it. So I would have thought in this particular case that if the, if this fellow explains to the police that, it was just a throwaway line, certainly no intention that he would do it at all. I'd be surprised if the police would waste time prosecuting something like that.
Yeah, well, it's going ahead. I was talking to him on the weekend, and he's the bloke that's actually reported him happens to be a mandatory reporter, and basically bled him for a bit of information and forced him to say a few things he probably shouldn't have said. And next minute he's been reported, and before he knows it, he's in front of the police.
Oh, do you mean he's like a police informant?
He's like somebody that helps you get back to work in your job.
Oh, right, okay. The fellow who's reported it.
Yes, he's a mandatory reporter, so...
Right, okay. Yes, well, look, all I can say is that the fellow who made the comments should, if the police are definitely proceeding to charge him, then he definitely needs to get some good legal advice as to what he should do, because you don't want to muck around with that. Once it gets to the point where you're being charged, you need to take it seriously and get appropriate legal advice.
Okay, thank you for your help. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too, Andrew. All the very best. And the time on 4CRB is just coming up to 14 and a half minutes past nine. The Law and You is the program. 55208888 is that number. That's 55208888. Presently no calls online, so if you have a question or a query and you'd like to get some advice, you'll be able to get straight through. We'll be back after this word from our sponsor.
It's that time of the day where we at 4CRB like to enjoy a delicious cuppa. And our brew of choice is Madura Tea. Australian owned since 1978. Discover the award-winning taste of Madura Tea, a 4CRB sponsor.
And I was talking earlier about what couples can do if they're intending to enter into a de facto relationship or get married, be it for the first or second time or the third time or more, and in particular the wisdom of entering into a binding financial agreement, commonly known as a BFA, but also known as a prenup, to record your intentions and clearly set out what the financial expectations of each party are, so that in the event the relationship does break down or there's a death of one of the parties, well, you can use that agreement as a basis to sort out things rather than having either a costly family court property settlement claim or alternatively a family provision claim in the event of death. But we'll talk more about that in a moment. We presently have Kate online. Good morning, Kate. How are you today?
Good, thanks. How are you, John?
Very well, thanks. How can I help you today?
Well, just a quick question. I just want to find out where I stand. I bought a dress from at a market,
mm-hmm.
and when I got home, it didn't fit at all, so I went back the following week
mm-hmm.
and had a look around for some other clothes, but she didn't have much, and she wouldn't give me my money back, so I've been going back every weekend to have a look for something else, but nothing fit,
mm-hmm.
and there's no signs or anything written up, like saying no refund, but she's just given me a credit, and well, there's nothing there that I can buy.
Right. Okay. So there was no actual sign saying
no. Nothing.
And was there no ability to try the dress on?
Well, I did. I tried it on. It was a bit tight, but I thought no, I'll get the biggest size. But then it just wasn't any good.
Right. So,
and I keep going back every week, but there's nothing there.
Right. Well, why don't you ask her to make something a bit bigger for you that will fit?
Oh, okay. Or she gets them from overseas.
Oh, I see. Well, so, surely to goodness, though, they'd bring them in sizes. So, I mean, she should be able to get some stock in that's going to be of a size that would fit. Normally, the only basis upon which you can sort of get a refund, etc., is if the goods are not of merchantable quality.
Okay.
And so, and normally people will have a sign up which says, and I've seen these a lot at those markets, no refunds if you change your mind, but we will exchange. Or provide a credit. And I just can't tell you off the top of my head whether it's a legal requirement for them to have that sign to say that they won't give you a refund. But I don't think it is. I think that there is an implication that if the goods are not fit for their purpose, then you can get a refund. The only thing I could suggest you do, where did this happen? Was it Queensland or New South Wales?
Oh, no, Queensland on the Gold Coast.
Okay, well, look, the only thing I could suggest that you do, which might possibly be of help, Kate, would be to call the Consumer Affairs, Queensland Consumer Affairs. Have you got a pen handy? I'll give you their number.
Yep, okay, hang on. Yep.
Okay, so 137468.
137468.
Yeah, so give them a call and hopefully they will be able to assist you with what rights you may or may not have.
Okay, thank you very much for your help.
Okay, Kate, all the very best. And the time is just coming up to 18 minutes past 9, as we say. A very good morning to Patrick. G'day, Patrick. How are you today?
Yeah, quite good. Just a question regarding execution of wills. In Queensland, it would take at least half a year to actually distribute, giftings. In New South Wales, I heard something, it would take 12 months for execution of wills.
When you talk about execution, do you mean to carry out the terms of the will?
Yeah, okay. I'm dead.
Yeah, because execution commonly means the signing of the will. So what you're talking about, though, is basically how long it takes to distribute the estate. Yeah, well, there basically one of the things that an executor needs to do is to wait until the period of time within which a provision claim can be brought. And so that period in Queensland is 6 months, or the period for notification is 6 months, and from 6 months the executor can start to distribute the estate, but it's up to 9 months that the person can bring a claim. So that means that if you've started distributing the estate and then at, say, 8 months you get notification that someone's going to claim, well, they can claim, but anything you may have distributed before you got notice that they were going to bring their claim, you're protected for, so the executor would be able to do that. So that's the reason why there's a delay of time. I think from memory the period of time in New South Wales to bring a family provision claim is 12 months, so that might be the reason for that, although I think it is possible to shorten that period in New South Wales by advertising. So I think that's probably just the answer to your question, Patrick.
Well, I thought when I'm debt terms, people could be happy to collect inheritance, but it takes a long, long time.
Okay. Well, look, it just depends because, I mean, if you've got a situation, for example, where you've got a husband and wife and the one of them passes away, well, the estate in that situation can probably be administered immediately because the only likely claimant is the surviving spouse, and particularly if the surviving spouse is also the executor and the whole estate's going to them, well, they're pretty safe to make that distribution to themselves. Equally, if the surviving spouse passes away and there's two children surviving and they're both appointed as executors under the will and they benefit under the will equally or in some proportions that they're happy with, they, as the executors, might agree to distribute the estate much earlier and so distribute it as soon as probate has been granted if that was required. The other thing that an executor can do to protect themselves is also to get a deed of indemnity off the beneficiaries that in consideration of them agreeing to distribute earlier, that the beneficiaries agree to indemnify the executor in the unlikely event that any claim might be made. So there are a few options that are available to get around those periods of time.
Well, my benefactors are very old anyway, so if I have to wait for 6 months or 12 months, they can't enjoy the gifting.
Sorry, I didn't quite understand what you said then, Patrick.
The people I want to gift to, they're fairly old.
Right.
So instead of being happy that I'm dead and collecting, they have to wait now 6 months or 12 months since they're really...
Are you in Queensland or New South Wales? Do you live in Queensland or New South Wales?
New South Wales.
Right, okay. Well, I would suggest that you get some legal advice in relation to it, Patrick, because it's going to depend on your circumstances. If, for example, there is no one else who could make a claim on your estate, if there's no one who falls within the class of person that could claim, for example, a spouse, a child, or someone who's underage and who's financially dependent on you at the time that you pass away, then it may be that the estate can be distributed much earlier. So you really just need to get some advice about how quickly it can be done, and you need to also perhaps have a chat with the person you're intending to appoint as the executor of the will to see what arrangements you can make to try and get the estate distributed as early as possible.
Wow.
All right.
Okay. Thank you very much,
Chef. Okay, Patrick. All the very best. And the time on 4CRB has just passed 24 minutes past 9. As I was saying about these binding financial agreements, so they can be used if you're about to be married or you're about to enter into a de facto relationship or a same-sex relationship, and they can be entered into during the relationship or even upon termination of a relationship. But quite clearly, the earlier a BFA is raised and finalised, the less likely it is that there'll be any difficulty in the relationship going forward. And obviously, if there is going to be difficulty, you need to know that sooner than later. So certainly, my recommendation is always that that if a couple are living together and they think that the relationship is going to be long term, then well before 2 years passes, after which they're deemed to be in a de facto relationship, you need to raise the issue of the BFA and get some professional advice on the preparation of the agreement so that everyone is very clear about how the assets of each party are going to be dealt with, and also assets that are accumulated during the relationship and how they might be divided on separation or death. So a BFA, it is strongly advised that you have that prepared by a lawyer, and indeed both parties must receive independent legal and financial advice before they sign anyway. So that's a very good reason to engage a lawyer to do that. And the agreement must be a signed written agreement. So there's no point. Quite often I have people who call and say, oh, look, me and my ex entered into this agreement that this is what we would do. Well, that relies entirely on the goodwill of both parties, because if it's not a signed agreement and if it hasn't been signed in accordance with the requirements of the law, then it's not really worth the paper it's written on. So that's the reason why it's so important to do it. Importantly, a BFA can't prevent a family provision claim being made against an estate in the event of the death of one of the parties, but the agreement does provide evidence as to what the intentions of the parties to the relationship were regarding the division of financial assets. So it certainly is a powerful piece of evidence that would be put before the court in the event that the surviving partner attempted to bring a family provision claim. So certainly it is an important component for many couples in their estate planning arrangements, and something on which if you're contemplating entering into a relationship, particularly in circumstances where your assets and the assets of your intended partner are quite uneven, and your family situations are different, etc., then it's highly advisable to enter into that sort of an agreement. Well, we probably don't have time for any more calls. We've got a few minutes to run in the program. Probably time for one more call if someone wanted to get on the telephone very quickly. And while we're waiting for that call to come through, I just wanted to highlight a couple of areas where the ACCC have remained extremely active. Everyone undoubtedly would have seen on the news the recent fining of Telstra, $50 million, for unconscionable conduct in entering into prepaid phone agreements. And that certainly is a huge fine and a great deterrent for the behaviour of other telcos in making sure that they deal fairly with their customers. One that was not quite as well publicised was the caravan manufacturer Jayco were fined $75,000 because in a particular case where there must have been some fairly major problems with a caravan, they advised the person that they only had a right to get the van repaired, whereas they didn't tell them that under the Australian Consumer Law, where the defects are so substantive are very substantive, that there is also a right to replacement or possibly refund, and apparently they failed to advise this customer of those rights under the Australian Consumer Law, and as a result of that were fined $75,000, which is probably a relatively low fine for the ACCC. But nonetheless, it's very clearly demonstrating that the Australian consumer laws must be complied with by retailers. And importantly, if a retailer sells you goods which are defective, it is the retailer's responsibility to sort it out. They can't just pass the buck on to the manufacturer. So if you've purchased the goods from the retailer, it is the retailer's responsibility under the Australian Consumer Law to sort out those issues. That's probably about all the time we have. The local news is coming up very shortly. I'm John Fradgley from the Bell Legal Group. It's been great to be with you today for The Law and You. I look forward to being back, of course, next week. But until then, as always, it's goodbye and God bless.